And we've had some pretty cool crossovers into pop culture also. The guys over at Comedy Central's South Park dedicated an entire episode to saving the world of Warcraft. That episode was recently nominated as an Emmy, nominated for an Emmy, and we want to wish the guys over there the best of luck. Our first expansion, The Burning Crusade, was released earlier this year, and it became the fastest-selling PC game of all time, breaking the record we set back in 2002 with Warcraft 3. Thanks again to your support, players bought 2.4 million copies within the first 24 hours. That's more than any other PC game had ever sold in its first month. When BlizzCon tickets went on sale in June, they also went pretty quickly, selling out in only 3 days. Those of you fast enough to get tickets represent some of Blizzard's most dedicated players. Some of you have traveled pretty far to be here, too. There are people at this year's BlizzCon who have flown in from all over the world to be at this event, from places as far away as Europe. Nobody from Europe? All right. Australia, New Zealand, and Asia? All right. Far. But whether you flew in from another continent or you just drove across the county to get here, we're truly glad you're here. We appreciate your enthusiasm and your dedication. We know that we could not continue to do what we do without your support. And that's why the next 2 days are so special for us. This is our chance to say thank you in person by sharing our passion for gaming with you, giving you a preview of some of the things we have in store, and just plain having a good time. We have a great show lined up for you. This weekend, top amateur and professional gamers from around the world will compete at BlizzCon for thousands of dollars in prizes. There will be a StarCraft Invitational Tournament, as well as the finals for the Warcraft 3 and World of Warcraft seasons. We'll also feature a tournament in which the top World of Warcraft 2v2 arena teams will compete for spots in the Championship Gaming Series Professional Gamers Draft. The winners of this tournament will receive pro gamer contracts worth up to $100,000 or more annually. In addition to being able to watch all of this high-end tournament gaming live, any one of you can sign up to compete in our Warcraft 3 Defense of the Ancients tournament, as well as several World of Warcraft trading card game tournaments. There will also be a number of live contests, like the costume, dance, and sound-alike contests, featuring great prizes, of course. These contests were one of the highlights for BlizzCon 05, so make sure to come back here tonight at 7 p.m. for the cocktails and contests part of BlizzCon. If you haven't already registered in advance at the BlizzCon website, don't worry, there's still time. Please stop by the information booth for further details. Jay Moore will be here tonight as our MC. You may know Jay from his roles in Jerry Maguire and Go, and as the host for Last Comic Standing. Jay will also be here tomorrow to perform during our closing night celebration over in the main arena. Our headliner tomorrow night will be Video Games Live. That will feature a full orchestra performing live music from our games. And it will be very cool. Also, taking a break from their tour with the Dark Moon Fair, We're very happy to have a repeat performance by our very own level 70 elite Tauren Chieftain. Arena seating is limited, so make sure to get there early to grab a seat. The doors at the arena will open at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. Here at the show, you will have multiple opportunities to meet and interact with our developers and hear their thoughts on how we approach game development at Blizzard. Also, you may have heard the news that we are working with Legendary Pictures to bring Warcraft to the big screen. We are very excited about that film, and you'll be able to learn more about it tomorrow in the movie panel, the Warcraft movie panel, which will feature people from both Legendary and from Blizzard. Several of our partners are here to show products they've created based on our game universes, and there are some exclusive BlizzCon 2007 items you'll want to check out at the BlizzCon store. You will also get a sneak peek of something cool that we're working on with Dell Computers, the ultimate World of Warcraft gaming system. As many of you know, we were in South Korea for the third Blizzard Worldwide Invitational a couple months ago. In addition to featuring tournament competition between some of the world's most skilled players, our Worldwide Invitationals also include contests, activities, and live entertainment. This year's event was massive. We rented the Olympic Park in Seoul, Korea, and around 60,000 people showed up to cheer for their favorite pro gamers and to witness the announcement of StarCraft II. Now I'm going to take a wild guess and assume that most of you were not able to join us in Korea. So what I'd like to do now is share with you a short video that will offer a small sense for what it was like.
탑2라고 그러는데 재밌을 것 같아요. 리자드가 만드니까.
I've been sitting in the darkness, but the sunlight's creeping in. Now the ice is slowly melting in my soul and in my skin. All the good times, my friend. Yeah, yeah, are coming around again.
It is my honor to present to you Blizzard's newest game.
Yeah!
이벤트들 해서 이번 대회가 굉장히 성공적으로 치러진 것 같습니다. 어렸을 때부터 스타 되게 좋아했거든요.
그거 했는데 여기 스타 2 나온 데서 와봤는데요. 진짜 지방에서 이거 하나 보면서 여기까지 참 너무 좋은 것 같아요.
월드와이드 인비테이션으로는 꼭 한번 와볼 만한 행사라고 생각됩니다.
While Korean gamers might have been the first to see StarCraft II, you all will be among the first in the world to play it. We have a bunch of machines set up on the show floor. Anyone who wants can hop on one of these machines and play against the AI in single-player skirmishes and also against other BlizzCon attendees as the Terran or Protoss in multiplayer. Since some of you may not have had the chance to see the StarCraft II cinematic trailer, I'd like to take this opportunity to show that to you right now.
Radio. It's about time.